Good morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice. Praise. Praise Him and thank Him. So last night we finished up my fellowship. There's probably about 12, anywhere between 12 and 20 of us. And there was this class called Power for Abundant Living that just talks about the abundance and the power that you have once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, the spiritual ability that God gives you, the manifestations of that Holy Spirit, all that stuff. And I'm just feeling super blessed this morning. It was rough. I've gone through this class when I was a kid, so I had known it and heard it, but it's been a long, long time. And I was so thankful knowing the power that we have, I finally understand what inherent power is and the difference between inherent power and utilizing and using that power, the works of that power. And it's just a blessing. And what we have, and if you haven't read the word a lot, or if you haven't been taught the truth of the word, what we have is amazing. And what Christ died for in order that we can live this life more than just in a state of being a servant to the laws and the servant to this life is a miracle. And the fact that God calls you his son, once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ and confess that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto safety, salvation, and preservation. And the fact that you have that you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, which is a proof that God exists, a proof that you are born again. And I'm thankful for that this morning. On that note, I was reading in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 13. It says, "Wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father." The tribulations he was going through as he was preaching the gospel. He was preaching the gospel unto everybody, both the Jews and the Gentiles. "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father, out from whom the whole family," or every family in heaven and earth, "is named." You've been called and summoned to God. And God called you and God summoned you, just like he named every single person, every single thing in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Verse 16, "that he would give or grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened or made powerful," in effect, "with the might," which is the ability or being, "by his Holy Spirit in the within man." Once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, once you receive the gifts of the Spirit, you have been strengthened, which is you have been made effectual and powerful. You've been given the ability in the within man, in the spiritual man. You can't forget that. You are more than a conqueror in any situation because you have Christ in you. And that's the power of Christ in you in any situation that's going on. Verse 17, "that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith." You have to believe in the name of Jesus Christ, believe he's your Lord and Savior, and confess it. And then you have Christ in you. He's not going anywhere. "That ye being rooted," or taking root, "and founded in love, may be fully able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height, and to experientially know the love of the Christ, which passeth knowledge," and that's experiential knowledge, "in order that ye might be filled," or fully accomplished, "with the fullness of God." You're fully accomplished and fully filled when you receive the Holy Spirit. Christ is in you, and once you have that, you understand, you can fully understand what is the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height. What is the comfort and the comforter? God's the giver, and he gives the Holy Spirit. And again, it's just, man, I'm just so thankful for what he's given us and what he's given you. Verse 20, "now unto him who is able to do infinitely beyond abundance," infinitely abound, infinite, It's what the word is. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, but it's infinitely beyond abundance of what we can think or ask, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ throughout all ages, world without end. God is able to do infinitely beyond anything you can ask or think. Anything. Knowing who you are and being able to stand in that, knowing the promises that God gave you and being able to stand in that, stand therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free. You have the ability right now, when you receive the Holy Spirit, when you believe and confess in the name of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus, it's a miracle where we are in life. We don't have to live by those laws. Pray the big prayers today. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. When you pray, you always pray to God. It's biblical. You never pray to Jesus Christ. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ with the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Have a great day. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow. I will be coming home. Yeah, when the fog horn. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you for last night, and thank you for the whole class just giving me something to work on. And I'm just thankful for the position again that you've put me in. And I just pray for understanding and that you can show me how to learn it well enough to teach it. I thank you for just the moments of my life again, for the people you surrounded me with, for the business. I pray for today that we can knock out what needs to get knocked out, and that we can get moved into that other warehouse. And I'm just very, very grateful for your word and the way you set this whole thing up, and that we have the opportunity to do what we do. I lift up a great day to you. I thank you for your son and what he did for us. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.